With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters. Reporting the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar at the hands of Israel is a game changer in the Middle East. That's the view of House Speaker Mike Johnson. But on the Salem Media News program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson warns that the Harris-Biden administration will also need to withdraw its recent threats to withhold arms shipments to Israel.
It has huge importance, and we have to do that right now. And I'm calling on President Biden and everyone in his cabinet to do that. This is not a moment to equivocate, and it is not a moment to second-guess Israel or to try to appease Iran, which they've done too many times.
Johnson's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide tomorrow, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. As Election Day approaches, does Vice President Kamala Harris have enough momentum to finish the race? Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris has not had much time to tell voters they should pick her to lead the country instead of returning to former President Donald Trump. While the 2024 presidential election has been happening for more than a year, Harris's last-minute replacement of President Joe Biden inserted a July surprise into the mix. Now, with 18 days until final ballots are cast, it's an all-out sprint that Democrats are increasingly worried Harris isn't going to finish standing up. Harris has racked up an astonishing $1 billion in donations across her networks and hasn't put her comfortably ahead in the contest. But the contest is still within the margin of error in essentially every swing contest, and there are few, if any, persuadable voters left. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An appellate court has denied a request to move the trial of a man charged with attacking author Salman Rushdie with a knife in 2022. The decision Friday clears the way for Hadi Matar's trial to move forward. On Wall Street, the Dow by 36 points. This is SRN News. Donald Trump's making inroads with religious groups other than evangelicals.
A new poll finds the former president leads his Democratic challenger amongst Catholic voters in key battleground states. The National Catholic Register survey indicates Catholics prefer Mr. Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Other polls demonstrate that Jewish voters, who had been reliably Democrat for decades, are now beginning to support Mr. Trump primarily because he has been a friend to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in nine states are deciding next month whether to enshrine abortion in their constitutions. But even if those measures pass, pro-life advocates have some options. In some states, such as Missouri, abortion advocates will have to ask judges to toss abortion restrictions one by one. That presents an opportunity for pro-lifers to make their case in court. This is SRN News. Seoul says North Korea is sending 12,000 troops to aid Russia in its war with Ukraine.
News reports say Friday, Yonhap News Agency cites the National Intelligence Service as that the North Korean troops have already left the country. The NIS hasn't immediately confirmed the report, but South Korea's presidential office says in a statement that President Yoon Suk-yeol had presided over an emergency meeting early on Friday to discuss South Korea's troop dispatch to Ukraine. The statement said participants of the meeting agreed that the North's troop dispatch poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Multiple gangs are attacking several communities in Haiti's capital. They set fire to homes and a church as bullets whizzed through the area on Friday. At least one woman was killed as gangs attacked Salino and other neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.